This recording, Malawi 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally, you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma! Comma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in 1977, on the 11th of April, in Malawi. And I happened to be the second in a family of 9 children. You can imagine, that's a quite big family anyway. I grew up in a seminary because I wanted to be a priest. So I spent the better part of my life in a seminary. And that's where I got my education. I have a philosophy diploma. And when I was doing my final year, I decided to discontinue with my vocation because of, you know, some domestic disturbances back home. Then from there, I started teaching in private schools in Malawi before trekking this way, South Africa. So I pursued my degree in education and social sciences at CPUT Mowbray campus and graduating in 2015. I just registered for my honors, English as the official language, with plenty of other local languages. I speak Chichewa, that's our mother language. My wife also speaks Chichewa, our vernacular language. 3/4 of the people in Malawi speak Chichewa. Or you might come across people speaking Tumbuka, Lomwe, Yawo, Konde, but the overwhelming majority of the people speak Chichewa. People in Malawi are very warm and friendly. If you travel to Malawi yourself, you will be surprised, Nadia, to find the way people receive you. You'll be most welcome, and you will really feel at home amongst them. Mwana wangona, sakulira dziwe rimodzi. Literal translation. A crocodile does not grow in one pond. For it to grow, It keeps changing pawns. What does that mean? It means for you to be where you are, experienced as you are, you have to keep on changing places where you live, where you stay. You might go to stay in Johannesburg, for example. You might decide to come back to Cape Town, for example. You might want to go to Free State or Eastern Cape, for example. In all these places where you happen to go, you are gathering experiences because you can see the way people live their lives. 1, 2, 3, go. Ambuye mumati kohonda, ambuye mumati kohonda, ziko munditu. Ambuye mumati kohonda, ambuye mumati kohonda, ziko munditu. Bereka ziko mo, komo lelo ziko, ziko mo, lelo ziko mo, ziko munditu. We are trying to thank God above for giving us life.